Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days, a 101-night sleep trial, and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices, up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep, upgrade your life. Ghostbed, the coolest beds in the world.
I'm a deckhand for a small, deep-sea fishing vessel. Something keeps mauling our catches. When I applied to be a deckhand of all things, I wasn't doing it for the thrill of stormy nights out at sea. To put it simply, I needed the money. Rent is tight, and my brother is in university. My father, who had been employed similarly previously, suggested it because of its opportunity for an interesting career. I am 19, and recently quit a soul-sucking retail job that paid dirt and rolled your face in it. So, I applied. To my shock and partially dismay, I was accepted. Now, I wish I had said no. The day before I started, the company took me in for some kind of assessment. They asked me basic questions. Do you have any kind of disability? Are you physically fit? At the end of it all, I was scheduled to a boat the next morning. I remember those days like it was yesterday. The first day it was all new and scary. I stepped onto an older vessel with a creaking deck and lined with peeling paint. Meekly I walked around, inspecting the equipment. Partially frayed ropes and rusted chains backed by hand cranks and crab pots. Traditional fishing equipment, rods and lines, sat in pockets towards the bow lining in. God help us all, I thought. The looks were not appealing.
You a new deckhand?
A voice called out. It was hoarse and aged, like you could hear the sea in his voice. I looked up, and an older man stepped down from the cockpit onto the deck. His face was adorned with graying hair and a wispy beard. I nodded.
Nice to meet ya. I'm Fred, the captain of the old girl here.
He stuck out a wrinkled hand. I shook it, smiling. I'm Jason.
It'll be nice to have an extra pair of hands.
He patted my back. His surprising strength knocked me forward slightly.
It can get hectic out there.
I bet. I tried to show confidence that wasn't there. He took me further into the boat. Two other people were there, working before the boat left port. One was middle-aged. A black goatee complemented a worn face with crow's feet and green eyes. lean muscle covered in overalls and waterproof trousers. On the other side was a skinnier guy with a lankier frame. His wilder eyes complemented his yellowed teeth. I waved reluctantly.
"Don't let Gary get to you,"
the old man said, following my gaze.
"The other one's Ben. His cold exterior hides a heart of gold, that one."
Ben averted his gaze, embarrassed.
"Since you're new, you'll be on basic deck duty for the week. Then I'll get you on the harder jobs. You'll also be helping retrieve nets and line if needed."
Said nets were large and sprawled out on the stern. Just by looking at them, I could tell they had seen better days.
"We're setting sail in 5, so get comfy,"
Fred spoke. Nothing of note happened when we went out. We made our way out about 10 miles from shore before stopping over a shipwreck about half a mile down.
"Lower the lines,"
Fred called from the cockpit. I watched as Gary lowered a line intermediately filled with baited hooks into the water straight down.
"Son, you want to hit the rods?"
It was Fred. I paused, thinking. I never fished on this scale before. My biggest fish was 2 pounds off a pier somewhere. I thought giving it a shot would have been fun.
"Sure, which one do I take?"
I yelled back.
"Whichever one catches your fancy."
I picked the first one. It didn't take long before I felt a pull. I remembered the burn in my arms as I reeled, but the time fell away due to the more interesting work. I eventually spotted a shape rapidly ascending in the water. I hauled the fish up. I may not fish, but I knew a cod when I see one, and this was a good size, roughly 10 pounds.
"Good stuff, kid."
The voice was softer, but with a hint of gravel.
"Toss it in the storage behind me."
I turned. The speaker was Ben.
"All right."
I walked to the fish storage and placed it inside. The chill of the insulated cold storage numbed my fingers further than the oceanic wind already had. That wind felt odd. Like it counteracted the glow of the sun in an unnatural, icy grip. It continued like this for a while. The fishing didn't change throughout the day. I pulled up a few more, including multi-haul with mackerel. The thought of placing live fish inside a cold box for them to slowly choke to death was kinda gross at the start. The rest told me it's part of the job. Then, I pulled up my next fish. When it came up, I froze. It was mangled. It hung on my line still. Red dripped back into the water from surface wounds cut with surgical precision, revealing bones snapped and twisted in a gruesome caricature of a painful death. The wounds transferred into its form, ripped from the strain of a shattered skeleton. The fish itself was small. It would have been easy prey for any noteworthy predator, but I realized something. Predators strike to kill, not to torture. This wasn't a failed hunt. It looked like a kid performing surgery on their stuffed animal. A person tearing something apart to see what's inside.
"Hey guys, look at this,"
I whispered. Both men turned to me. They saw but were silent, like they didn't want to acknowledge it. I turned back to the fish. Its unmoving body was ever still, contradicting the rivulets of blood that leaked from it. The copper smell of its blood, paired with the sudden chill in the wind, sent a chill down my spine. Then it twitched. Its bones cracked and rustled as its body flopped hopelessly. I remember the shock that coursed through me, and the even worse fear when its eye moved. It twitched its empty gaze to look directly at me. Despite the animal obviously being dead, I could have sworn that there was intent behind its eyes. It looked at me not with soulless eyes you would see in death, but a sight burning with limbo. The worst part was that the look didn't feel feral or animalistic. It felt human, like I looked at this destroyed fish and saw human eyes looking back at me.
Son?
Fred's call snapped me out of it, and I shut my eyes.
You all right?
He called, stepping down from the cockpit and...
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101 night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep, upgrade your life. Ghostbed, the coolest beds in the world.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify has got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Walking over to me. He put a hand on my shoulder.
Happens sometimes. Crab pinchers do some serious damage if they want something enough.
I looked him in the eyes. They were not filled with his usual energy. They were tired, knowing, fearful. He masked it and smiled, patting me on the back again.
You'll get used to it. Throw it back.
And with that, he went to check on the other crew members, who brought in their own haul of regular, non-shredded fish. The rest of the day went smoothly. The weather held and the haul was good enough. It didn't happen again until the next day. The walk to and boarding the boat remained the same. Setting sail was the same, but the spot wasn't the same. At first I found that to be odd. The fishing was fine despite the crabs, so I asked Fred about it.
Hey, wasn't the fishing pretty good back at the other wreck? Why did we change?
I saw him hesitate, pursing his lips.
Sometimes it's good to move down a wreck. It's sustainable fishing.
He seemed honest, but something in that response didn't convince me.
Oh, right. Fair enough,
I responded.
You'd be shocked how much the environment affects our water, son.
It didn't take long until I pulled up another mangled fish. This time, it was an eel. Its entire body was bent in a spiral, its spine protruding from sharp angles where it was twisted. Its maw opened impossibly wide with broken teeth and ripped fins. The same stench hit me, along with the same cold wind. This one didn't move or look at me with that freakish stare. It did something worse. Before it breached the surface, I saw it fighting me below the waves. It looked healthy, alive, kicking. It was like it was passing through a shredder as it came out. That haul was accompanied by a prickle in my back, the feeling of being watched. I stared at the eel, waiting for it to unfurl and lunge at me, or look at me with the same set of eyes. But it didn't. It stayed still, as if it wanted me to ponder why it was alive and then not.
Throw it back!
Fred suddenly appeared at my side. I hadn't heard him come over. I jumped. The eel slipped from the hook and fell out of sight.
God, Fred, you scared me!
I breathed, letting the adrenaline pool in my system.
Sorry, son. I just had to make sure you threw that fish back.
In hindsight, I should have confronted him right then and there. I should have asked him why he was being so off. But I didn't. The money was more important at the time. Ever since that eel, the feeling of being watched never left. I constantly felt as if the ocean itself was keeping an eye on me, as if I was being studied by an invisible mind. We didn't stay out in the water for much longer. Fred ordered us back to port. I got ready to leave the boat for home when I heard something. It was a yell, so far out into the distance you could barely make it out.
Come back!
And for some reason, I wanted to. I wanted to go back on the boat, but I didn't. I walked home with an uncomfortable feeling crawling up my back. The day after was an actual living nightmare. We moved to Rex again, under the same guise of sustainable fishing. We were further out into the ocean, deeper water, further from shore. The waves rocked the boat harder, the wind seeped into me with a deeper chill, and the very air held a sense of isolation. That didn't matter, though. It was time to fish. I chose to tidy the deck a bit before fishing, but when I ended up doing it, nothing went right. We all pulled up mangled fish. My first was a rockfish with its spines shoved through its head. Gary pulled up an eel-like fish with its teeth lodged in every bone. Ben and I both reeled in two, connected to each other by the tail, ripped and fused together mid-struggle. Fred's eyes held a desperation as he ordered us to return them before pulling mine aside.
Throw 'em back and do not think about it,
he spoke, eyes pleading.
We don't know why this happens or what it means, but what we do know is that if we ignore it, it happens less. Please try to stop thinking about it.
He showed me an old scroll with an artist's depictions of an old vessel's hauling fish like ours. One showed a whale, harpooned, so torn to bits that it looked more like a shark in a whale's skin. He left me after that, and I kept fishing, forcing the shredded ones out of my mind after they hit the water, and we started pulling more regular fish in. Fish we could sell. I thought it was over. Then, the water turned eerily calm, as if the waves noticed something and went silent. Confusion slammed into us, and we looked around. "What is happening?" I mumbled to myself, getting a shrug from Ben. Clouds moved in from every direction, blotting out the weakened sun. Then, the water shifted. Something moved just under the surface. Something large, long, and heavy. It wasn't surfaced at first, but the ripples gave it away. I looked at the others. Ben's mouth was gaping, eyes wide. Gary looked on with a fleeting fear in his eyes. It began to move, circling. The feeling of being watched crept on me again. Cold, crawling. My hair stood on end. This thing felt wicked. It moved up, its back breaking the surface. It was eerily familiar. I could have sworn I had seen this figure before. It was larger than our boat. It continued to circle around us, and I looked up to Fred's cockpit. He was still, beads of sweat forming on his forehead. He looked at me, begging. The thing's voice was so loud it shook the boat, sending ripples out into the water. Ripples through my very soul. It then spoke again. Its groans took on a more mechanical feel, pitching in tones and depth as if it was learning its own language once more. It closed in, and I got a better look at it as it passed me. I saw the tip of its sloped tail, twitching as if it was testing its own body. I saw the skin on its back, and its long snout that split into a maw with multiple rows of teeth. It looked at me. The same snapping sounds as the cod enveloped me as its eyes moved. That same empty gaze filled with twisted life. I almost leaned over to get a better look, but I didn't need to. It reared up and leapt for me, a roaring hiss escaping its lips as its mouth widened. I jumped back, falling backwards onto the deck. Pain split through my back and head, but I looked up all the same. Gums flashed in my direction.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial. And up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
And as it reached for my position,
crack!
Its jaws snapped shut before it fell back into the water with a mighty splash. Then the waves returned. The boat began to rock once more. I felt a pair of hands pull me up by my arms.
You all right, kid?
I turned. It was Ben. I couldn't say anything. Adrenaline was pumping too hard. If that happened again, I wouldn't even have time to yell.
I understand. If a shark almost got me, I'd be silent too,
he said, putting a hand on my shoulder. I paused.
Shark?
I said, flabbergasted.
Well, yeah, it was a big one at that,
he replied confidently. My head spun. No, Ben, that wasn't a shark. He looked at me, concern twisting his features.
Maybe we should head back. We're ahead of quota and you need the rest.
I failed to argue. The shock of it all forced me to sit down as the engine fired up. The journey to shore was filled with nerves. Fred was so silent I had forgotten he was there, only dismissing us by walking off into the local pub. The first thing I did when I got home was call my brother. I had a hunch about where I had seen that thing before. Hey, I said shaken.
Whoa, you all right? You sound scared,
he said softly.
Yeah, but I need to ask you something.
I described the creature from its size to its scales, listening as his breathing turned into focus. My brother, bless him, has an almost unhealthily obsession with prehistory. With that came interest in prehistoric animals.
That sounds like a mosasaur.
And with that, I remembered seeing it in one of his books, serpent-like, with paddle fins and a long snout. The description fit.
But what you're saying doesn't sit right with me. I'm all into modern prehistoric sightings, but you have to be pulling my leg here,
he said. What? Why? I asked, confused.
Well, mosasaurs live in warm, shallow seas, not deep in ocean waters where it's too cold. And if one was in that area, there would have been hundreds of sightings before. They have to surface a lot to breathe.
I felt my entire body go cold. If there was a mosasaur out there, it was behaving completely wrong. I thanked him and hung up before he could ask any more questions. The day after, walking to the boat, I couldn't help thinking about everything. The fish, the mosasaur, the lot. I tried to ignore it, like Fred had warned me, but I couldn't. And with that came more mangled fish. Some were turned inside out. Some were fleshy skeletons dripping with gore. And some were forcefully flipped until their spine broke. I couldn't stop thinking about it, no matter how many times I was implored to. The others started pulling them too. Then, the ocean itself called out to me.
Buddy?
It was my father's voice. Such distance that it barely resonated. It was coming from below. I peered over. See nothing but the inky dark at the ocean depths. Something was off.
Buddy!
He called again. It definitely came from underwater,
but it sounded like he was just calling from a distance.
My eyes went wild.
Hey, buddy, why don't you come down here? It'll be fun!
My dad never called me buddy, and that made my skin crawl. I saw a flicker of movement in the darkness, too quick to make out. I forced myself away from the rails until we got back to shore. The day after was yesterday. The way out was nerve-wracking, and the mauling didn't end. We only caught 3 usable fish before the waves calmed again. It was a slow change, one that you wouldn't notice unless you paid attention. The clouds darkened. Thunder rumbled in the distance.
Storm, Captain, should we head home?
Gary spoke for the first time.
We need a few more fish. We hold out until then.
He yelled, beads of sweat forming on his forehead. The storm drew closer, the waves got rougher, and rain started to fall. We got one more fish before it hit us. The storm was ravenous. It churned the ocean like it was boiling. It rent us still with winds so strong you couldn't see, and the sun was all but gone. Only lightning illuminated the ocean. Through a flash, I saw the Monosaur's head breach the water, its groan barely audible in the wind.
We need to leave!
I screamed at Fred, who was already firing up the engines. Another flash. The Monosaur was twice as close. The engines sputtered, then died. A cold wash pulled from my chest. The only thoughts I had now were of my empty coffin lowering into the ground. Died at sea. A third flash. The thunder split my ears. Something was floating on the surface. Stealing all my strength, I forced myself over to the edge and peered out as it drifted closer. It was the Monosaur. Its top and bottom jaws swapped, eyes gouged out and hanging in the water. Fin bones protruding, a spine broken. The lightning gave glimpses of a deep red blood pouring from missing flesh. The Mosasaur was mangled.
Is that the shark?
Ben asked.
That's clearly a whale, a long dead one.
Gary chimed in. I didn't refute. I was too afraid. The wind had been muffled by a constant ringing. Then another one's head popped out of the water. Then another. More kept appearing, their snouts pointing up at the inky sky. The rain fell harder, water rolling around the boat as if rocked viciously. Now, there were thousands of them. They all voiced at once, accompanied by wisps of another, quieter sound. They called into the storm, and I covered my ears. An extremely large wave then rocked the boat, and I lost my footing.
Son!
Fred screamed, still trying in vain to start the engines. I felt one of the rods scratch my arm as I tumbled overboard. I crashed beneath the surface, the sudden cold seizing my muscles. I tried to surface, gasping for what little air I could. My muscles tired. I sunk below the waves. The mangled Monosaur was gone. Instead, millions more looked up at me from the abyss. My eyes, blurred and stung from the salt, darted as I spun around beneath the waves.
As my lungs burned, they stared at me with a familiar gaze. Their eyes were too intelligent, too human. They slowly advanced.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days, a 101-night sleep trial, and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices, up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep, upgrade your life. Ghostbed, the coolest beds in the world.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process. From syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns, automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Creeping towards my trembling, freezing form, my tears mixed with the salt water. I looked down and saw an impenetrable blackness rising from underneath them. The presence bore a hole into my body. It felt as if the void itself stared at me as I stared into it. I was seconds from passing out when all the monosaurs snapped in my direction. Then they each spoke in unison, mouths moving with the words,
"Wake up!"
Next thing I know, I'm on the boat, hacking up seawater. The clouds were lighter. I stood up.
"Nice to see you awake, kid," Ben said, smiling.
I recoiled. I didn't understand how he was so calm.
"Did we make it out of the storm? How am I back on the boat?"
Both Ben and Gary paused.
"What storm? And you never went overboard? You feeling okay?"
Gary spoke, head cocked. I looked away, catching a smile from Ben. A smile unusually stiff. Forced. When the boat got back to port, I ran home, locked myself in my room, and started typing this. I know I'm going to sound crazy, but I'm going back out there. I'm going back to work tomorrow, and I'm heading back, especially with what I've written. But I'm going back out there. Something in me feels obligated to. I can't explain it. Despite that, I feel like I've gained its fervor. Even now, I feel like it's looking at me, stare burning into my skin. I don't know what I woke, nor why. But what I do know is that it is not any animal. I'm determined to find out. I want to know why it seems to have chosen me. If I find anything interesting, I'll post again. Though still, I feel like that by knowing about it and sharing that knowledge, I'm pleasing it. Like, this is exactly what it wants. If that truly is the case, I'm sorry. But I have to take that risk.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.